Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Have a good day today. Don't have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me.
7 and a half the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Jessica Menton, who's a business reporter, talking about the economy in Greece and how that may affect us. The Doug Good Day program featuring Roberta Fasanelli, Richie McFadden. The Supreme Court in 1981 ruled that candidates for federal office had an affirmative right to go on TV. The ruling limited a TV network's right to determine when political campaigns begin and who may buy time. 1981. Think about all the significant things that have been said and or done by the Supreme Court. These nine people who really are the Supremers.
Well, yeah.
Think about all
of
the
things. Well, they're more important than the president.
Well, they are socially to how we live and and what. And most of the things, have you noticed lately that most of the questions they've had have been a more social slash legal than just plain legal.
Yeah.
We were talking about the transgender and transracial things and the stuff that they are applying the gay marriage sort of thing and how government is just into everything. We were talking about vaccinations and whether that this thing that California has adopted as of yesterday will go to the Supreme Court because there are people who do not want to have to take vaccine, whether they're best or not, whether it makes sense for everybody. If this is a free country, then you ought to be able to make stupid decisions. Now, people would say, well, if it affects other people negatively, then they ought not to have the right to make stupid decisions. Well, you know, the measles outbreak, which didn't that take place in California? Isn't that why the Disneyland thing, right? Remember that from earlier this year? So does that becomes the precursor or the predicator for doing all these things. Okay, let's keep pushing this. Push the envelope. Push.
If I was a parent, you know, again today, I would not want my child to be in school with a child who was not vaccinated.
Yeah, so send her to a private school. It's your choice.
Well, but the same thing with the private school.
But private school, you have a stayover. Public school, you probably don't. Yeah. Would you do that, Richie?
Public health issues, I think, need to be regulated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
So I disagree with you on that. I think absolutely.
Good for you. The basis of a sound discussion is disagreement. Yes. All right, Richie, what about you? Your children vaccinated, right?
My kids are all vaccinated. They have to be. As a matter of fact, my son's getting ready to go into the sixth grade, and he's got a couple of vaccinations that he'll need to have before he enters school next year.
How did that all happen? How did that all come about?
Because they started seeing 40 and 50 and 100 kids die in one community and said, okay, maybe we ought to do something about this.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So there it is, part of the debate.
Unfortunately, I hate to admit it, knowing you and I are kind of the same way when it comes to, like, oh, my God, government.
Government.
I mean, it is sometimes for the public good. It is necessary.
Yeah.
Public health, yep.
The average price of a Manhattan apartment hit a new high. Announcement yesterday.
Which is good for our resident slumlord over there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Average cost of an apartment is up 11% in New York City. The average price for an apartment in New York is $1.87 million. High demand, low supply. You're sitting on a gold mine, Roberta.
Oh, yeah, right. Did you see my Facebook post?
No, what did you say? What did you say? Can we repeat it on the air?
I had to pay my July 1st property taxes yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I'm trying to get the exact figure here. Hang on.
Now, you have how many? You have the building where I stay that you own has four different apartments,
five,
there, right?
Five apartments.
My God, Roberta, look at how much you posted in the last day.
She's back on the air.
It's a townhouse. It's basically 20 feet by 96 feet is the property.
Right.
It has five apartments. And yesterday I paid my mid-year taxes. I pay property taxes on July 1st and on January 1st.
Right.
And the grand total was $478.55.
Okay, so
now that Roberto, this will really crank him up. Of that $23,478.55, Doug, that Roberto paid for taxes, $570 of it was a convenience tax.
Oh my God. Okay, so you want to compare?
You wonder why apartments are as expensive, and these are not. You got to understand, these are not luxury apartments.
No, they are.
They're nice, comfortable, warm. They're nice. They're beautifully appointed. $23,000. They're not the definition of luxury.
Yeah, my taxes in Framingham. I had to pay them yesterday. And the two farms that I have, 143 acres. $5,685 I paid.
Oh my! Because you're getting away with it because of the farm.
Not getting away with anything.
I will never forget when I just went to visit my aunt and uncle in Bethany Beach, Delaware, this past weekend.
Yeah.
And they moved from Montgomery County, Maryland, which is a high tax area, to Delaware. My uncle told me I have to get out of this state. Speaking of Maryland, before they steal all of my retirement fund. Uh-huh. He went from paying $7,000 a year in property taxes to $900 a year in Delaware.
Huh.
And everybody in Maryland retires to Delaware or North Carolina or something.
Let's go to Delaware.
Yep.
Speaking of money and finances and how this sort of thing affects us, what do you think it would be like if we lived in Greece? The government's trying to get everything that they can. They give everything, it would seem, away, and now they're trying to take it back again because of the economy and their debt. We'll find out more about that with reporter Jessica Ment in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your young child having trouble sleeping through the night? Then let the sense of smell come to the rescue. Here's the science of it. Technically, the sense of smell is called olfaction, and it's so commanding that it goes straight to the part of the brain responsible for processing without a detour. Breastfed infants can identify their mom's by smell as early as the sixth day of life. So, use smell to keep your child asleep.
You smell like peanuts. I love peanuts.
Say your child wakes up screaming. Well, after you comfort them, place something in the crib that smells like you. Your nightgown or any piece of clothing.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
What's the chief psychological trick? The child will sleep through the night because they'll think a significant parent is right there with them. You can check out my book, Chief Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM mounted a cross-country expedition to see exactly what it would be like to experience the Valley of Death on the 4th of July. Yes, the 4th. December may have been a better choice. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. My man!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Evening of July 3rd, we park the chopper in Beatty, Nevada, hit the quarter slots at 3:25 to 1, and at dawn, Route 374, across the border into California, and down Daylight Pass Road into Death Valley. Sunlight finally broke across the bottom of the bucket, illuminating a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit sign. Too late, beat that by 85. Riding Death Valley on July 4th meant an end to the fun no later than 10:30 in the morning. You want to ride in the hottest place on Earth? December may have been a better choice.
Oh, yeah.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won 3 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the 3rd leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Here comes 4-3 at a time.
So, where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am too cool for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That cat is one jacked up teddy bear. Bummy!
Second Reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
All right, let's at 16 past the hour try to get to the bottom. Let's share with everybody the information that you need to know about what's going on in Greece, defaulting on their major loan payment. Jessica Minton is with us, business reporter from the International Business Times, and the economy in Greece. I guess most people here are asking, Jessica, how will this affect us in America?
Right, absolutely. Greece did default on their debt. And the most recent news out of that is Greece is actually willing to concede ground in discussions with its creditors. It sent a letter to them, and now there's going to be another meeting, even though they already defaulted, and they're going to talk about new proposals of what they could do. But I think it got to this point basically because of a situation of who's going to blink first, the creditors or Greece.
So when we talk about creditors, you and I, if we borrow money for a house, the bank's our creditor. You buy a car, the car company is the creditor. You have a credit card, the bank is the creditor. So who are the who loans money? Normally, when we think about a government, we think about it almost being the source of its own money through taxation, et cetera, et cetera. So where does the country, Greece is the example here, where do they go to get their money? Who are the creditors?
So basically, they're actually getting this money from a lot of the other countries that are in the Eurozone, and it's known as the Troika. So you have three different bodies. It's the European Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Commission, and that's where they're getting this money from. And they owed the International Monetary Fund about $1.8 billion, and they did not pay that.
Right.
And originally, they were supposed to pay over four installment plans in June, and they decided to bundle them all together at the end of the month, and that was already a clear sign that they probably didn't have the money to pay, and that's why we got to that point yesterday. So they didn't have the money, and they've also been putting out different capital controls on Greek citizens where they can only go to the ATMs and take out about $60 a day, and that's not very much.
No.
So that's a definitely scary thing if you're a Greek citizen and you can't take out money and you have family.
Will they lose the ability to use the euro? Do they have to go back to their own currency, bitcoins or something? What do they do now?
That's a great question, and something that a lot of people don't realize, there are a few countries like Montenegro and Kosovo that actually use the euro, but they're not in the eurozone and they're not in the European Union. So it's actually quite possible that Greece could end up leaving the eurozone and still end up using the euro as their currency. Mm-hmm. But then there's also this concern, do they go back to the drachma? Is this the drachma part two,
right. Yeah.
Their previous currency? But I think that's something that doesn't get talked about enough. They could end up keeping the euro.
So this is a country that's very socialistic. People retire early. Unemployment is a factor. They sort of have this gimme, gimme, gimme approach. We deserve, we earn, whatever it is. But now the government's turning around. Taxes are high. Pensions are being cut. They feel like they're being the old woe is me syndrome.
This is really about what they're negotiating right now is more short-term issues, and it has to do with, like you mentioned, those pension cuts and those tax hikes. So what they're negotiating now actually has nothing to do with
what got them. I think what people wonder is how did they get there in the first place? They have a structure socially that allows people to retire early, and they have big pensioners, big pensions. They have a Medicare sort of program. It's all the government paying for all sorts of things that they don't have the money to pay for. Isn't that what it is, more or less?
I think a big part of it is the fact that these bailout programs were never exactly set up to make Greece sustainable.
No, but that's not. I'm asking how they got there, what goes on in their country socially, the early retirement, the government benefits. They have to have gotten them. They got into a hole for a reason. I'm not worried now so much about how they get themselves out of it. I just wanted to know if you can tell people how they got into this problem in the first place as a warning perhaps to us.
Right. A big part of it actually is what they blame it on is the austerity measures that were put in place since the financial crisis. And so that's why you've seen those unemployment rates, especially the youth unemployment rates, up over 50%. And they're saying that due to these pension cuts and these tax hikes, that's why we're continuing to suffer in their economy. That's sort of the argument that they're having right now.
Yeah.
But I think it could easily go on both sides because I think a lot of blame does get put on Greece, but I think there's, you should also question sometimes maybe the other side of it too when it comes to some of those bailout programs, and maybe sometimes some of these austerity measures, maybe they could be too harsh on those economies, especially the southern European economies.
A week anyway. Jessica Menton from the International Business Times, thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's go through some popular number one songs of note. Pardon the pun. Adele, is she still as prolific as she was before? I hear her.
Had some children, I think, so she's kind of fallen off the
face. No, I think she's back. I think I heard a relatively recent tune, but she had a string of four or five really powerful number one songs. I believe it started with this, but I'm not sure. Was this her first hit? Does anybody remember Rolling in the Deep?
First big one. Yeah. Her first
number one during this week in 2011. Crank it up, Richie.
Home down there with my soul won't be scared.
Think this is great pop music, great sound. She's very, very good.
She's powerful.
Yep. Another great pop song. We're going back 31 years for this one. The Hughes.
Oh, goodness.
Corporation. Don't you love it? Goosebumps, Richie. Goosebumps, Roberta. Rock the Boat, number one during this week in 1974. Summertime music. Crank it up.
This is at every wedding in the 70s that I went to. Every single one.
It's a great pop song. Go ahead, Richie.
I'm trying. You guys will shut up.
Shut up, Roberta.
There's always been a quiet place to harbor me. Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
So from 1974, we move back up to 1984. That's another great song. Prince, number one this week, 1984, with When Doves Cry. People say to me, you're so inconsistent, you like this kind of stuff. I think it's a great pop hit, frankly. I think he's very good at understanding what the public likes.
He's amazing.
Yep.
He doesn't care what the public likes. He likes what he likes.
But I think he's smart. Look at the next one, Richie.
Oh, there's Jennifer when you need her.
Roberta. Number one
theme song
during whose theme song?
Jen.
Sure, mix a lot.
Love it.
Baby Got Back. Number one during this week in 1992. Oh my God.
You know, it's like the ultimate sweeping song.
Right, but this was is very controversial. This would make no
twerking song.
This would make no waves today at all. But it certainly did when it first came out. And a lot of radio say, "Oh, we're not going to play that." I remember getting a hold of it and playing it here. And at least this, but not when you were around, Richard, before you were around. But just having fun. It's a silly song. Next up, Human League's "Don't Want to Be Baby," number one during this week in 1982. The trail end of the disco era, and when people were putting down disco, I've always loved disco. I heard people on the air, disco, that sucks. No, this is great, moving
music. This has nothing to do with disco. This is alt, kind of British alt rock.
You don't think this is more, could be late disco?
This is more attached to punk.
Really?
Than it is pop punk.
Poppy punk.
Than it is disco, yeah.
All right, I'll take your word for it. New Kids on the Block. Jennifer should be here for this one. Number one during this week in 1990, Step by Step. We all know this song and like it, I think, pretty much. Let's do retro again, Richie. Back to this week in 1972, Neil Diamond was number one. Contrast. That's good. And then, I'd have skipped the next one. I don't like the next one.
It's so boring.
It's horrible.
It's so racist.
All right, let's do the last one. Number one this week, 2004, Martina McBride. What are you doing?
Now you want to do
Martina.
Are
you doing Train? Too much Martina. All right. 28 after the hour. Musical. Watch this here.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You have-
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in.
The world continues to move, and hopefully you've got enough gumption to move with it. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden here today to focus on how your day can be better. Ken Kessler's normally with us. He monitors the Facebook and Twitter accounts, Instagram, that sort of thing. But it seems the weather has not been his friend. I may say the same thing for Jennifer, but there are other reasons. I'm putting all the pieces together here. Nice to have Roberta back on the program. The focus on another church getting burned may have something to do with the weather. As quickly as we can jump to conclusions about this church in South Carolina that was burned down once before, I think it was about 20 years ago, the KKK burned this church down in Greeleyville, South Carolina. Nobody was harmed by the event. The church was completely destroyed. Investigators are looking into arson. However, this has been a string. There's a string of fires that have happened at predominantly black southern churches recently.
It's like the sixth one in a week, right?
However, there was bad lightning there last night, and that could have been. I'm not saying it was, because they'll investigate and they'll figure it out fairly quickly, but that could have been the reason. Even though we jumped to the conclusion that it's been burned down by... Does the KKK still really exist anymore?
Oh, yes, it does.
I would imagine it does.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
They have a website.
Right, KKK.
KKK.org. Yeah,
they're a nonprofit, right?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Here's a great story what the Ku Klux Klan looks like today.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's welcome to the Ku Klux Klan. Yeah. It's KKK.com. KKK.org is some kind of a parking website.
Apparently, there are active chapters in 41 states with approximately 5,000 to 8,000 active members.
So who belongs to the KKK? Really?
That's it, 5,000 to 8,000?
That's all the whole
time? Enough.
We should be able to crush that.
No, I would say that's probably just those who would admit to it. I think there's an awful lot more, and they just don't admit to it.
Well, I mean, certainly they're going to claim all of the members they can on their website, so...
No, this is an article about them.
Do you really think that people are proud that they want to go down the street?
I think the website would definitely want to portray themselves as large as they possibly could.
Really?
Yeah.
In this political climate?
I think the website for the KKK would definitely portray themselves as big as they could.
Wow. I can't even go there. I can't even bring myself around to thinking that that's something that anybody who has any common sense at all would want to be visibly connected to.
Well, they hide
and
their faces.
Be proud of it.
But think about it. They hide their faces.
Yeah. Right.
They talk about the race war against the whites.
Say no to cultural genocide.
We'll stay committed to a nonviolent resolution.
Right.
That's in the first sentence. Nonviolent doesn't include burning down churches.
No. I can't begin to imagine how people in this day and age want to belong to some organization like that. I just don't. I mean, never mind the stigma attached to it. What are you thinking? What makes you better than somebody else just because of the color of your skin? You moron. Ugh, people that think like that. Good God. Anyway, other things. Let's not focus on. Let's keep moving here.
I'm always afraid to look, to put the URL in the computer.
National Director of the Knights? Pastor Thomas Robb.
Pastor.
All right, pastor.
Yeah, man of God.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We hate drugs, homosexuality, abortion, race mixing, because these things go against God's law and destroy all white nations.
Okay.
Next.
Lawmakers in Washington State cutting tuition at the public universities. This is a 15 to 20% tuition cut over the next 2 years. This could spark a national trend. What it does, and having been at Heidelberg over this past weekend, it is my alma mater. I was on the Board of Trustees there for 12 years. I hadn't been back to the school, really, for an event like I went to on Thursday and Friday of last week since I got off the board 3 years ago. And what I got from talking to my friends who are still there and looking around the school, they're really worried. Their enrollment is down 100 from last year, which is about 20% of the freshman class, because of the pressures that have been brought to bear. It costs X number of dollars. It's not a highly endowed school. They weigh about $50 million in the endowment. That's not a lot of money. And the school has never really performed in the sense that, even though there are billionaires that have gone there, a couple of, like, Yingling Beer and then three or four people who have done very, very well and have a lot of money. But it's not the kind of school that produces a lot of people that are highly skilled entrepreneurs. They're teachers, they're ministers, they're people
Nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't bring goodness to these people.
Yeah, but the other side of that is, Roberta, they don't have a lot of money, so they don't have endowment that helps to pay costs or defray the costs of tuition. So the tuition is now $30-something thousand a year. Now, if you go up to some of the other schools that may be more highly touted, whether it's D3, D2, or D1, you can easily find a school for $50,000. That's before you put in room and board and all the other things. So where's this money come from? The average family, the average income, according to the stats this year, the mean or median income is $54,900. So if you are a family with one bread earner, and that's not very likely anymore, but let's say there's only one person that works and this person, the mother or the father, making $50,000, $60,000 a year, and you got a couple, three or four children, how do you put them through college unless you put them through the public universities, or unless you borrow the money, and that's another scam and a half. with these agencies and the government's up to their Mickey.
Average student loan debt right now is right around $30,000. And guess what the student
loan... That's all? I would think before.
Never thought of it.
Guess what the student loan debt is nationally?
Student loan debt, the total, you mean?
Total.
In the billions, hundreds of billions, if not more.
Over $1 trillion. $1.2 trillion.
You realize how much money they're making at Sally Mae and these other places where they loan money to college students and they keep paying and paying and paying. My daughter is still paying off her loans from a college that she took out on her own, in addition to the stuff that I kicked in. And it's, I don't know, $400 a month or something. And you look at the total debt is still... I think her debt's about $30,000 or something. Yeah.
You know, the smartest man in America 10 years. Right now?
What?
Mike Rowe.
How so?
Love Mike.
He's got a foundation called Mike Rowe Works. You remember Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs? And he's got a show on CNN.
That is Ford commercials.
So, Ford commercials. So he's got a foundation called Mike Rowe Works, and they give scholarships to help train people for... Real jobs.
Real jobs. Electricians, plumbers,
whatever it is.
Welders,
so
real jobs.
And here is things. $1 trillion in student debt loans, record high unemployment, 3 million good jobs that nobody seems to want. MicroWorks Foundation started a campaign to challenge the absurd belief that 4-year degree is the only path to success.
I love Mike.
Asinine.
The skills gap here and we don't close it.
Thanks to him for not necessarily doing just what he did, but bringing this to a national debate, to go back and ask yourself, again, this public school, public university, what the heck? Roberta paid $23,000 in real estate taxes yesterday for her apartment in New York. Where's that money going? Why is it that
the
we don't
city of
have...
New York.
Well, but I'm saying, the city of New York is doing what with that money? Do you have vocational ed programs in the public schools
that's
there?
That's part of the problem, is that this whole standardized testing nonsense that we have to do, there's no more shop classes. There's no more vocational classes.
Why?
They've done away with them.
Why,
because they have to, train the kids.
To do what? Be unemployed?
To take the test.
Then they're unemployed.
My kids.
Why isn't there a national... Wait a minute. Why isn't there a national... This really makes me so GD angry. The national uproar that ought to be at the base of this problem, people sending their kids off to school and they come home and they know nothing.
They know nothing.
They have no practical knowledge of anything.
Wait, they teach these kids, all sorts
political
of like algebra
of
and geometry and stuff.
Well, that's good to make the brain work.
Expose them to it. But yet these kids come out of high school and they have no idea how to balance a checkbook.
No.
They have no idea how to figure out a simple mortgage. They have no idea about how the stock market works or how the financial markets work. They are completely ignorant about the real world.
Yeah.
Oh, but they got an 85 on their geometry test.
Yeah.
Who cares? What are they going to, unless they become architects?
No Child Left Behind thing is a failure.
Child Left Behind is an abomination.
Joke.
Trained for the last month of their school year, every single year, just to be able to take the test.
And then the other thing, what is that other national educational program, Common Core?
Yeah.
What a freaking joke.
Oh, Common Core
is
horrible. Teachers hate it. The best thing I ever took in high school.
Why are we putting up with
this? Was a secretarial typing class.
Yeah, but why are we putting up with this?
I think that they ought to take guys like Mike Rowe. They ought to get him. He ought to be sitting on a cabinet somewhere in the White House,
right,
and helping us to realize all of the jobs that we are not fulfilling because we don't raise our kids to either appreciate or know what to do.
Or understand
those kind of jobs.
And you know what part of the problem is? At the high school level, there are some vocational high schools, but the local high schools fight against the kids going there because they're actually, ridiculed and vilified, these schools, by the other high schools, because they
you
want
go to
say,
the vocational school, you greaser.
Yeah, man. They want to say, 92% of our students, go on to college, and that's how they base real
and
estate
have no
values.
Jobs.
This is a great school district. We have all these kids going to college.
I watch our principal fight for the dollars that she gets every single year. And she, in order to get those federal dollars, you have to be able to prove this and do this and have this kind of a percentage rate on these kids passing this test and that test. And it's how the reason they don't want those other schools is because it challenges their money to be able to run their school.
Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, 43 and change past the hour. We've changed Heart Health Month. I am so powerful. This program is so big that we single-handedly have changed Heart Month to July instead of having it in February. No more February. July is Heart Health Month here on Good Day. Did you know it's a fact? If you're over 40, your nitric oxide levels are dropping, Roberta. Mm-hmm. American Heart Association says maybe to half of what you need. What does that mean to you? It means your circulation isn't what it used to be. The old circulation ain't what it used to be. Your arteries are not as healthy as they ought to be.
And for men, that's not a good thing.
Not good for women.
Point their lady friend.
Yeah, right. Okay, Roberta's got the... There is that to be dealt with. That's why your doctors start saying, watch your blood pressure. That's why your energy and stamina are not good. Results at the gym are not as good. Why men start wondering about what's going on, you know what I mean? Neo 40 is a convenient, fast melt tablet. What an interesting concept. You can take it on the go. It uses your own saliva to make more nitric oxide, which may help you and your heart and your arteries and other important parts healthier again. Next week, Good Day is launching the official Heart Health Challenge. Want you to join all of us on the Good Day team and try Neo 40, N-E-O, Neo 40, and tell us what you think, how you feel. Richie has been taking this Neo 40 for a while.
Yep, a couple weeks.
How does it compare to Super Beats? Because it's part of the Super Beat family.
Yeah, I take it in addition to the Super Beats. It's great. It tastes great. It's a little tablet. You just put one in. I take one in the morning. I take one in the afternoon.
Good addendum to the Super Beat routine. Join the Good Day Heart Health Challenge and get a free box of Neo 40 with any order of Super Beats. You get the free book, the free saliva testing strips, free shipping. The saliva testing strips will help you understand what's going on in your body. Neo 40 and Super Beats together, they are tested, patented, and they work. Join the Heart Health Challenge today. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183. Sort of moving up the next notch, the next rung on the ladder of keeping your heart, your blood pressure, everything working well all the time. And we started with Super Beats, and now we go to the next level, Neo 40. I like that. Neo 40. Go to 800-655-4183 or order it online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Can you keep a secret? Well, it may depend on your, get this, birth order in the family. Here's the developmental science of it. It seems that the oldest brother or sister in a family can keep secrets better and longer than the other kids in the family. Mothers and fathers teach this strategy by saying, don't tell your little brother, and this translates to the real world. If you're bursting at the seams to tell a secret, make sure you only tell it to a firstborn individual. They'll keep it. Want to get a secret out of someone? The reverse is true. Go to the person who's the baby of their family, and they'll spill the beans every time. What's the cheap psychological trick? Keeping a secret is a valuable skill, but it's something that's taught before the secret can be kept. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career. So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
And we met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in plain clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, hey, you know, I'm a stalker or something. Great. Like that.
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Movie Man. 6 second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But me.
6 second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's time to go to bed, but you're wide awake. How can you shut down naturally?
Go prehistoric. Our ancestors went to bed when it got dark. What else could they do? But with modern lighting and electronics, we can stay up and not be bored.
That's great, unless it interferes with your sleep. A good night's rest is critical in today's fast-paced, mentally challenging work world.
So take a note from our ancestors. Research shows going dark about an hour before it's time to go to bed works wonders.
Ideally, you'll dim the lights, turn off the computer, and put your smartphone away.
If you just can't stand that thought, dim your screens and consume calming content.
Sleep like a cave dweller for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Men 6-second DVD review starts now.
Offensive without a lot of funny. Barrel and harder, flaccid, and get hard. Could use a little blue pill. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Today on App Check, SkyDrive lets you remotely access and work on any Microsoft Office document from your iDevice. Free from Microsoft only, SkyDrive.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. My man!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
All right. Where are we now? Looks like 51 past the hour. Richie, if I can read the clock. Yes, 51 after on Good Day.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Do you know how many American adults are actually not plugged in, don't have internet, don't have email? I will give you that number. Greg Stebbin is joining us from the offices of Men's Health Magazine. He's their technology editor with perhaps a raised eyebrow when I give him that number. Also, Apple, and more Apple. I'm looking for I want to start a new company that does technology that's called Banana. How about we start, what do you think, Greg? Can we start a new company? Let's start Banana Computers.
Not Mango?
Mango would be good, too. Yeah, let's do let's do Strawberry. That's probably already taken, though, isn't it? Raspberry? How about Blackberry Computers? No, wait a minute. They've already been...
That one's already used up.
How
sorry.
There's so much fruit in all of this technology. We'll explore that in a moment, too, here on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's time to go to bed, but you're wide awake. How can you shut down naturally?
Go prehistoric. Our ancestors went to bed when it got dark. What else could they do? But with modern lighting and electronics, we can stay up and not be bored.
That's great, unless it interferes with your sleep. A good night's rest is critical in today's fast-paced, mentally challenging work world.
So take a note from our ancestors. Research shows going dark about an hour before it's time to go to bed works wonders.
Ideally, you'll dim the lights, turn off the computer, and put your smartphone away.
If you just can't stand that thought, dim your screens and consume calming content.
Sleep like a cave dweller for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Offensive without a lot of funny. Feral and Harder, flaccid and get hard. Could use a little blue pill. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Today on App Check, SkyDrive lets you remotely access and work on any Microsoft Office document from your iDevice. Free from Microsoft only, SkyDrive.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and I have Greg Steffen with us from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor. Okay, so we were talking, just sort of playing with this number. The number of American adults that do not have internet, that are not plugged in, don't have email. How about this for a number? 15%
wow.
of American adults, according to a survey that was done by the Pew Research Center, 15% of American adults don't have internet or email. Of these, 19% cite high costs of computers and internet service. And as the costs get higher, we think, Greg and I think, that the numbers like this will increase because a lot of older folks are on fixed income. These people are aiming everything at the younger market, the millennials and those who are...
You mean people like me?
I suppose, yeah. Instead of people like me. I don't think 15% is, that's a big number.
I'll throw you another out of another, I don't have the exact statistic in front of me, but an interesting phenomena is also that you would think with all this technology that libraries would become less used.
No.
They're actually more used.
Yeah, because they're all putting computers in.
Well, right. So a lot of people who don't have internet on a phone or at home go to the library.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Who thought that a hashtag Ask Bobby would be a good idea? This is Bobby Jindal, who's running for the presidency. So what's happening with that Twitter account?
Well, they thought it would be a good idea to solicit questions from the public for a, I guess, like a press conference he did yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you cannot control social media. This is a this is a real lesson. You're laughing because you knew that. Apparently, his highly paid professional campaign staff didn't know that.
Yeah.
And instead of this becoming a good thing, it's become an incredibly embarrassing thing. It doesn't make him look like he and his staff understand the world of technology in 2015.
Right. They want to play like they do.
That's right.
Yeah.
So a lot of
look
people.
Cool, like the Obamaites. I think Obama would be. I think a lot of people would be embarrassed. I think these people that are running on both sides, Republicans, Democrats, play with fire. I think you're right about this. They have no way of controlling. And you know as well as I do, the press people that are behind whatever the marketing is of these candidates, they don't want any embarrassing questions. And yet, man,
now they got all the embarrassing.
Right.
Questions.
What was the most embarrassing question he was asked?
Well, there's too many to see, but questions like, "Did Jesus feed the dinosaurs?" and all kinds of. Just really terrible, terrible things.
Stuff is stupid.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. Be careful with what you tell people about yourself and any hashtag situation. Greg Steffen on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.